The Baker administration is proposing new oversight for law enforcement in response to nationwide demands for police reform. The proposed legislation would create a licensing program for officers, requiring them to renew certification every 3 years. Officers that improperly use force or fail to stop other officers from doing so could permanently lose their licenses. For more on these proposals, we're joined by former Boston Police Chief Daniel Linsky. He retired after 27 years on the force. He now serves as Managing Director for the Security Risk Management Practice, Kroll, and he's a fellow at the Duff and Phelps Institute. Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Deb.
So what do you think of this licensing bill from the governor?
Yeah, I think it's a great step in the right direction. All professionals tend to have licensing procedures that make sure they're keeping up on best practices and, you know, work to protect their licenses. It's something that should happen. We just need to make sure that it's not something that's unfunded. We want to make sure that we are able to make police officers professional like other organizations, where they take time off the streets, learn about other ideas, get exposed to how things work and other voices besides law enforcement, so that they can better police the communities they work with. So I think it's a positive step. I just want to make sure there's funding that supports it and make sure that we're actually doing real training and substantive training to help officers do their assignments.
Now, Massachusetts is one of five states without this type of licensing. Minnesota has licensing in place. So it leads a lot of people to say, well, how effective is this? And are calls for licensing and training hollow at this point? And is something deeper required? What do you say to that?
I think the licensing process, if it isn't backed up by support. So I know in Missouri, there was some legislatively mandated training programs, and then there was no funding to do it. So the programs became much of a check the box. And training is hugely important.
But what does data suggest about how these types of licensing programs affect policing and excessive force? Do we know, for example, that there is definitely a drop in excessive force at all because of training or licensing?
I don't know of any data that has been done on whether, you know, post states have less use of force or more use of force. I can tell you that having professionals with a standard and having outside agency eyes looking at the performance of officers is something that could be helpful for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, Boston is adopting the so-called eight can't wait reforms aimed at reducing the use of force, banning chokeholds, things like that. BPD says a lot of these things were already in place, but not completely spelled out. Do you think that these reforms help? And what was it like when, just very briefly, when you were in the department?
I think the reforms do help. I think we have to, you know, make sure that we need to do them intelligently. We were in the department, we had banned the use of chokeholds and found that it wasn't helpful for our officers in our community. We've always tried to de-escalate issues and violence. I think we got to be careful. The wording of it, where it says you have to try all the other alternatives before you use force. If somebody is, standing on top of their domestic violence partner and punching away, I don't have time to go through my use of force continuum. I have to actually go hands-on and stop that assault. So as long as there's reasonableness and some caveats, I think those are great. I also very much would limit to as often as we can, no-knock search warrants. I much prefer to have our officers wait for the subject to come out of the house and take them into custody and do the search warrant when they weren't home. Certainly something we should be doing. And, you know, engaging. We have a use of force continuum in Boston. I don't know why a police department would not have that in their policy. So I think these are certainly good steps in the right direction, making sure we have some caveats that take care of the extreme situations that might be out there.
All right. Former Boston Police Chief Dan Linsky, we're out of time, but thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.